Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Why do you need preservation? I said, number one, because the devil has vowed to destroy the saints. And the Bible says, be sober, vigilant, for the devil your adversary is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to devour. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come that they will have life and have what? Abundantly. Number two, you need preservation because the whole world lies in wickedness. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 says, ye are of God, we agree, and you have overcome them. Are we getting now? First John, put it down. He said, the whole world, and he said, even the whole world lies in what? Wickedness. You have overcome them. We are of God. We know that we are of God. He said, and the whole world lies under the sway of what? The wicked one. So we need preservation because the whole world lies under the sway of what? The wicked one. And it's the wicked one who plots. But all of his plottings, the psalmist said, my soul has escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Ah, he said, the cage is broken. The cage is scattered. I have escaped. Somebody say, I have escaped poverty for life. I've escaped failure for life. I've escaped failed marriage for life. It is working. My life is working. My career is working. My business is working. My spiritual life is working. I am not down. I'm not struggling. In the name of Jesus, let your amen sound louder. Why do you need divine preservation? Number four, because you are carrying something that is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. You are a generational deliverer and the beginning of a new order. Satan wants you down. He wants you dead because of what you are carrying. When Herod heard about baby Jesus, he went around the whole town, 2 years old, down, kill everybody. What was he trying to say? That the destiny of this one is more important than all of them. If we can get this one, all of them, and that's true. Because if Jesus was gotten at that age, the Bible says, they that dwell in darkness have seen great light. That means the light has been extinguished. The man who should bring light is born. Everybody is in darkness. Then the devil says, kill everybody. Peradventure, we will get the one that is carrying light. Only one for everybody. The protection of Moses as a baby, the same thing. Moses was kept and secured. Why? Because he will be the deliverer of all of them. If Satan gets the arrowhead, a whole generation can suffer in pain, except somebody will rise. Child of God, I am convinced in my own heart, you may not know, but I'm here to reveal your identity to you, that you are one of those arrowheads in your family, in this generation, and your head can never be brought down. I didn't hear you say louder amen. I said your head can never be brought down in the name of Jesus. He said, my horn, you have exalted like that of a unicorn. I have been anointed with fresh oil. There is a fresh oil of grace upon your life. Oil of protection. Oil of favor upon your life and your destiny. Somebody say it louder. Amen. Now that you understand why you need all that, you must understand that the man in Christ should never be afraid and fear no evil. The Bible says, John 8 verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Why we know all these things? Jesus didn't tell Peter that, I'm not going to tell you so that you not be afraid. No, say it. I'm not afraid, because he already told him what he should hear. I have prayed for you. In other words, he's saying, be at rest. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Be at rest. Tell your neighbor, be at rest. Tell your neighbor, be at peace. Don't fret. God is on your side. You just need to be aware of what is happening. But God is saying, I am with you like a mighty, terrible one. You need to be aware. But God is saying, I will use you so that your words can form the wall of defense. That I am with you doesn't mean you will not say anything. Are we here together? Doesn't mean you will not be aware. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. He said, the devil is going about. But say, you resist him steadfastly in the faith. You don't just sit down and watch and say, oh, I don't know what's happening. My life is good. No, stop that. Not in this kingdom. Not in this kingdom. Not here. Tell anybody, not here. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes even our word, our faith. I'm not afraid of the future. Say it to yourself, I'm not afraid of the future. Even if you're afraid before you came, say it. Under this anointing, just say it. I'm not afraid of the future. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Because he lives.
All fear is gone.
Because
I know
Jesus holds my future.
And life is worth a living just because he lives.
That's the assurance. I have been singing this song after I caught the revelation of this song as long as I can remember, 15 years ago. I started singing this song to the people around me. Anytime I do some kind of music, I sing it again. There are some things that I have kept. You know, many people may be looking for plenty things. You don't need plenty things. You need what's working. Did you hear what I said? You don't need so many things. You need what is what? What's working. I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground,
my hope and firm foundation. He'll never let me down. I put my faith in Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
My anchor to the ground. My hope and firm foundation.
Listen now. Sometimes it is not about what you did or what you did not do. It is just about who you are and what you carry. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not about what you did. Say, what did I do? I don't know what I did. All these things happened. No, it's not what you did. It is not saying you didn't did anything. You did. There's no did in this matter. Who did sin? Jesus said, nobody. It's not about the deed. It's about the fact that something is on this guy and the name of God has to be glorified. It's about the fact that you are carrying something and the devil is threatened by it. How come you are carrying something that the devil knows and you don't even know? Why? So wake up to know who you are. Wake up to know what you carry. Wake up to know that the government is upon your shoulder. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's why you need that preservation. Anybody with high profile information needs to be guarded jealously. Yeah, somebody has high profile information that can change everything. You leave the person to walk around the street. Never. You and all the bodyguards around town. Everybody has to keep the person. That's how important you are. That's why he gave his angels charge over you. That's why he said, I dare not send forth angels as ministry spirit to minister to the heads of salvation. Why? Because inside your mouth, inside of you as a child of God who knows God, is the weapon to get 1,000, 1,000,000 to know Jesus. You can deliver men from darkness into light. So why will we not guard you jealously? Ah, if one person can deliver a whole community, will you not protect the person? That's how you are. So know who you are. Say to yourself, I know who I am. In Christ Jesus. I'm not an ordinary man. I'm a superman. The new creation is a superman. I'm a superman. So how do I engage this divine preservation? I told you, I already started by saying faith. You must have faith. Somebody say faith. Every believer has the measure of faith, but you must turn on faith. Let faith come alive. Let faith come alive. Faith in God. Psalm 125 verse 2. See what the Bible says there. Psalm 125 verse 2. Psalm 125 verse 2. Please put it. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, it says, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and for what? Forevermore. See this thing you have heard. Believe it. Don't go around and say, I believe that the mountains surround. That's how God surrounds me. I am kept. Sometimes you are in a bus. I remember many years ago when I usually would board bus up. I just see some people. They are doing their prayer. You know, some of our brothers and sisters that use some of these, their chaplets and something to pray. And they are not Christians. So when they are praying, as soon as there's almost accident, even the one that is like, say, Jesus, Jesus. As they are, everything that is saying is reciting something. Where did you hear Jesus? So you know that Jesus can say, Jesus. As everybody shout Jesus. And they don't know what Jesus is. They just know that people are holding it. Jesus, everybody, Jesus. And truly, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. But it says the righteous run into it. It's not just everybody. The righteous, those who have come to know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, there is a potent refuge for them. Believe that name. Believe it. Believe in the authority of the name. He said, ah, we are very scared though. I am very, very concerned. You know, because my pastor said the whole world lies in wickedness. They have put something. No. I trample on all those things. The Bible says you trample upon snakes and upon scorpions, and nothing shall by any means. Somebody say any means. Tap your neighbor. They say any means. It will not hurt you. Yes. Have faith. Have faith in that word. Believe it with all your heart. Believe it with all your life. Yes. Faith is an unwavering conviction. The four Hebrew guys said, even if God does not deliver us, they needed divine preservation. Is that not? They were going to put inside the fire, furnace of fire. And they said, even if God does not deliver us, we are not careful to answer you in this matter, oh Nebuchadnezzar. What they were trying to say is that we have so much of faith in our God that he will deliver. But by adventure, it does not. Our faith is even unto death too. To live is Christ, to die. I have faith. Anyway, Satan, whatever it is, I just know that my God will not fail. Are we here together? Making any sense to you here? Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, he said, for I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto his hand, unto the perfect day. I know him whom I believed. I know him whom I believed. Do you know the person you have believed? I know him whom I believed. He said, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to his hand to the perfect day. Listen, your future is kept. Your career is kept. Your business is kept. Your ministry is kept. Your destiny is kept. Your marriage is kept. You see, this one marriage is scattering everywhere. Hey, God, do my own marriage. Leave that matter and begin to declare my own is what? Kept. I can't make mistake. I am guided by the Spirit. I'm instructed by God. I am led. That's why I'm a son of God. I listen to the voice of the Spirit. I listen to the voice of wise counsel. I cannot fall into error. You'll be declaring things instead of living in fear. There are some people now, they have fear of, what do they call it? Fear of intimacy. They are already traumatized. One relationship heartbreak, super glue the heart, or put aradite and say no more. No, nobody will come here again. If you come here, I kill you. So every time people are coming, your space, you say, no, I'm not available. You are not available. I want my space. Give me my space. You will stay in your space if you don't heal. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You wake up and tell yourself, that has gone, that's bygone with what? Bygone. I have learned what I should learn. I put on the shield of wisdom that I need right now, and I advance. That's how life is. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes, bad things, anything can happen anywhere, but my heart is shielded. My heart is protected. I am sure that God is with me. You had a relationship breakup. It's not a destiny breakup. Have you not seen people that wrote exam and they failed and they drank sniper? Ah! Somebody that didn't finish the school and did not use the result for anything, he drank sniper ahead. And those kind of people, they are the people that God already knows that when they finish, they will not even need the certificate. Their life will be far better with another thing. He now drank sniper. So the fear of failure has even killed the person before he arrived to the destination. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? You need to have that understanding in your heart. And so I'm not afraid. I have faith. I believe that nothing is able to crush me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I cannot be crushed. Somebody say, I cannot be crushed. Another way you secure divine preservation at a very high level is when you are an addicted lover of God and his kingdom. Hey, yeah. When you are an addicted lover of God and his kingdom, automatically you are now carrying, you are that kind of person that the angels are saying, no, don't go near, keep that one. There's so much to do. Why do you think that Paul was kept? Paul would have died since they were keeping Paul, because who will write all the letters to the churches? Peter could not write the letters. James alone would not be able to write. God had to ensure that nobody could kill Paul. They kept him from one prison to another like that until he wrote one-third of the whole New Testament. One guy. Imagine the quality of revelation Peter was having, and the devil wanted to quench his life. And God said, never, it cannot happen. This one is unquenchable. Why? It's so important. Yeah, everybody that gets married to that family, their life will waste. No, this is the one that will teach every other woman that comes to the family how to live in the family and not be harmed. So she cannot be wasted. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that might be the first person Satan will try to attack. Then when you have an attack, it doesn't mean that anything is wrong or God is not there. It is a sign that there's something important. You don't attack a vehicle that is empty. You don't. If they say there's a bullion van moving and it does not have money, will you attack? Why do they protect bullion vans? Why do they protect them? Why? you are, if people are armed robbers, would you think armed robbers are foolish? They will see something that there's no need to attack and say, attack, attack. What's there? Nothing, nothing, but attack, attack. That's madness. No armed robber will do that. Every attack on you is an indication that there is so much you are carrying. Look at Samson, how he was attacked severally. They even used his life with many experiments. They did, Delilah tried, he failed. Delilah, Samuel, he just lost everything, lost all the God. The attack is not a sign that God is not with you. The attack is an indication that there's so much you're carrying. And you need to be aware of what you are carrying. If you are carrying eggs in your car and you get a driver, hire a driver to drive, the first thing you tell the driver is, please be very careful. If a car is carrying something very serious, they usually have a particular tag. They'll put what? Fragile. If it is carrying gas, they'll put highly inflammable. Look at all of you here. Look at all of you. You are highly inflammable. Carrying Holy Ghost fire inside of you, I think you're ordinary. Kind. You can burn a whole city, idolatrous work, burn it down and raise the altar of Jesus there. You are highly what? Inflammable. That's why the threat is there. I told you my story of the first time I had, the day I was coming to process my admission, that was the day the devil planned to kill me. I drank water and I slept off. I slept in front of the school. I've told you my story before. You don't like the story? You will hear it again. Stories are good to tell. It will buttress the point. I slept in front of the gate. I can't forget, under the devil, I slept off. I drank. The guy drugged me. I was about to preach in that bus when I was coming to school then. I drank it and I slept. I did not know myself again. The problem was not about what I did or what I did not do. The problem was what I was carrying. This guy will plant a fellowship. He will not only plant a very wicked church. He will not only a church. They will plant multi churches. They will win 100 million. They will win. Let's go after him. And I say, I'm undiable. I shall not die but live. Why? And declare. Kai. So you know the purpose of your protection is for what you have to declare. It's for the things you have to do. And that's why whenever the attack comes, look away from the attack and focus on the real thing that God has called you to do. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Why? Because of the glory that he set. And you are that glory he saw. You know the reason you're having multiple attacks with all manner of jargon relationship? Satan starts to attack your relationship not the day you start. He starts attacking from the day you were in secondary school and he connected you with bad friends. Because from bad friends, you marry bad people. If you come to church always, you marry church girl. If you go to club, you marry club girl. If you go to shrine always, you marry shrine girl. If you are a occultic person, you marry occultic sister. These guys, birds of the same feather flock together. So from the day he had to push you with bad guys, he already started attacking your marriage. Your mental health did not start with phone, pressing on phone. It started with the day Satan attacks you to a bad guy that will break your heart. Then you will have a bad perspective about marriage, maybe all the rest of your life. Because he knows that you are an arrowhead that is supposed to be an instrument on the mountain of family and teach others about it. So what will I do? If this one can reach a million and I cut this one short, chances are that I will not get him to reach the million. That's why the attack is. So why? That preservation is important. So we can help people understand it. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying? There are many things. Let me say this and wrap up so that we can close this morning. So let's get to this. In the first service, I talked about some levels. Applying divine preservation. You know, the practical application of divine preservation. Areas that you need to pay attention in divine preservation. Now, I told you already that to be an addicted lover of the word of God also helps you secure divine preservation. Did I say that now? Yes, no lover of God is permitted to die cheap. God is committed to those who are committed to him, and he will ensure they fulfill their destiny. Matthew chapter 15 verse 8, the Bible says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. They want what I have, but they do not want to give their hearts to me. See, but God says, when you give me my heart, I will honor them that do what? Honor me. So when you are an addicted lover of God, you already secure his protection. Another way is by the word. Somebody said the instrumentality of the word. I shared that in the first service and I told you that the word of God is powerful, is potent, is strong enough. There is the wisdom dimension of the word and there is the power dimension of the word. Now, when I'm speaking the word of God, I apply the power dimension in a preaching and prophetic dimension. Then I apply the wisdom dimension in a teaching and apostolic dimension. So I use the teaching of the word of God to establish doctrines, sound doctrines that will create a shield around the life of somebody. Are we here together? It is the same word of God. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. They are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That's what the scripture is for. So when I carry the word of God and I'm declaring Psalm 91, I am declaring it in a power dimension. I am preaching and I'm speaking prophetically. I can now carry another scripture that has a wisdom dimension and teach it, so that through those teachings I can also secure and preserve my future. For instance, if I start teaching on the principle of honor, I'm teaching the principle of honor as a preserver, so that you will not see shame. Because where honor is deprived a man, the end of the man's life is what? Shame. So when I start teaching the law of honor, I am preserving a destiny from shame. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? When I start teaching the principles of relationship, marriage, and I begin to talk about the principles of abstinence, I'm teaching it because somebody can find themselves in a place where they are hooked with sexually transmitted diseases. Brothers and sisters, to cure infection is not easy. Those of you that know the experience, you know the experience. So when God says, stay away, stay away, stay away, it's a teaching for your life. So that you not go about from one place to another, then you start moving up and down. Doctor Onyebuchi Trado Medical Clinic. You'll be looking for everybody. You are the one looking for everybody. You are the one looking for them, because wait till you find go there. I can never be there. Someone said, I can never be there. No, I know what I carry. What I carry. So when God is preserving you, you must learn to preserve yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? You must also learn. There's a part to play. So the word of God is given for instruction. So when the instruction of the word of God comes, you want to apply it to your life. You want to apply it. You don't want to waste your life. Obedience to the word of God and the principles guarantee protection. Psalm 119 verse 133. Put it for me. Psalm 119 verse 133. I'm going to rush this very fast. Then we'll pray. You know, take a high prayer session and we'll close the service. He said, teach me, O Lord, the ways of your status, and I shall keep to it. I shall do what? And it shall keep. And I shall keep it toward the end. Teach me, O Lord, the ways of your word status. Put it in NIV. Let me see the way it puts it there. NIV, NIV or NLT. NIV or NLT. It says, teach me, Lord, the ways of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Why will I follow it? Because when a man follows the ways of God's decree to the end, he ensures divine preservation. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is what? Destruction. But when a man follows the way of God, the end is what? Life. Happy are those who find wisdom. Happy are those who have found the truth. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? Make you free. You are preserved when you know the truth. You are preserved. You are preserved. Ignore the word of God for financial prosperity, and poverty will become the blanket of the person. Poverty is not fun. Poverty, nobody, who likes poverty? You like poverty? Anybody? Say, Pastor, I love poverty. I like to be poor. Anybody like that? Please, if you're in church, this service, please don't press your phone. Leave your phone. It's a distraction. Focus on Jesus. Just focus on what I'm doing here. Are we here together? That's why you came here. That's why you came. You came to be blessed, and you'll be blessed. Every satanic distraction to take away the points that will take away reproach, may you not be distracted in the name of Jesus. You are a wise man. You are a wise woman. You hear the word of the Lord and your life will advance in the name of Jesus. Keep the phone. Atuma Fadrash here. Look well, my Fadrash. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. My own joy is that if I have to help people, I will help you by force. All way. All means. Every method. You cannot be hearing me and fail. How? The seal of our apostleship will be those who heard us and their lives changed. And they say, since I started listening, my life has moved. What other joy? And Satan knows that it's so powerful to hear those things, he will try to distract. But you must say to yourself, I can never be distracted. Never. The Lord is in the Holy Temple. Let the whole earth keep quiet. But those chatting, let them keep quiet. Those trying to ping you now, you know, they don't ping again. WhatsApp you. Let everything disappear. Glory to God. Ignore the law of diligence and be lazy and see the result of a person's life. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. How would that preserve me? I become diligent, therefore I will not have a slim soul. The soul of the diligent shall be made what? Fat. In other words, the Bible says that seest thou a man diligent in his works, and present before kings are not what? Amen. That means if you are not diligent, you don't apply this principle, you will not be preserved in life. You will not be brought before kings. So your preservation is tied to the word of God that you have chosen to obey. The word of God that you have chosen to do. Be a doer of the word and not just a hearer alone. The Bible says those who are hearers alone, they are deceiving themselves. And the worst level of deception is self-deception. Others can deceive you, but to deceive yourself is wickedness. It's generational wickedness. So deceive yourself. I know that if I sleep more than I should sleep, I will not achieve anything. So to deceive myself and enjoy, never. I have had to discipline myself many times. I was sleeping very well on the bed, gallant. I sleep on the floor. How many of you sleep on the floor before? You know that you wake up like 30 times. This side will pay you, that side will pay you. You wake up. I have known the trick. So anytime I know I need to do serious things at night, I sleep on the floor. Does it mean I don't have bed? I have bed. But I sleep where? On the floor. I choose to be uncomfortable because of the kind of future that I am having. The comfort is too much. When, as God blesses you, the comfort will be too much. You will now be selecting small, small discomfort. But to be in discomfort is bad. So I choose some level of discomfort so that the comfort around me will not become my problem. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Am I talking sense to somebody here? Yes. Ignore any word of God on sexual purity. This is staphylococcus, arrows. I hear those things, I don't know what it is. I tell you, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. Ignore the principles of love and submission and start struggling in marriage. Go and buy the book. What every woman wants in a man, every man wants in a woman. I need to run away. Some people not buy. They say, why is the book? How much? 2.5. It's expensive. How much data did you buy? 2.5 is expensive to have a happy marriage. Financial intelligence. Yeah, I know something now. Well, you don't know. Nobody knows as much as you should know. Anytime I go for conference, I see a new book, I buy. Sometimes I buy the same book on the same subject to see the different perspective of the writers. It adds. We are not wise. We are not as wise as in ourselves. We are as wise as the number of people's wisdom that we have put together. Nobody is an encyclopedia. When you put here, a little here, a little there, line upon line, precept upon precept, you become so intelligent and wise. People begin to ask, how does this person answer this well? You sound like an ancient person. Yes. If I have combined the wisdom of all the ancients and I am in days, I am not just another man, I am an ancient in days. He is of days. You get the gist? Yes. So you can live here and combine things and look out for things and put it to guard and preserve your space. Guard and preserve your life. Are you being blessed today? If God is preserving you, preserve yourself. There are certain things God wants us to do in this age. One of the areas of preservation that you can be useful to preserve other people is social justice. Learn to care for the oppressed. The Bible says whoever cares for the oppressed, in the day of calamity, God will protect that person. Whoever gives to the poor, in the day that something is rising, God will go ahead and defend you. So one of the ways you can secure preservation for yourself also is good works, doing good works. There's a level of good works you will do around where you live. If they gather, there was a time when we were in that place and they were having issues with the landlord. You remember that time? Then they was going to send some boys to come and scatter the church service. Those boys were supposed to come and scatter and destroy everywhere, scatter the chair. They even said they should snap picture and everything. At the end of the day, while we're in the service, but I have gone ahead. Sometimes those boys want to, I don't know what they are smoking or what they are drinking. I just start telling them, you are not going to use my money to smoke something, but I'll give you money. You know? So the guys are just saying, I'll say, take. Pastor, Twali Baba, everywhere, like that. So when you're passing, the guys are hailing you. Just a little here, a little there. Good works. The day they were sent, it was the same people they sent to come and scatter. So while service was going on, I told the day before, God already told me that something will happen and that thing will cause you. But I should not discuss with our ushers that if I discuss it ahead, we'll be too alert and it will create a scene. So I kept quiet. As I stood at the altar, I knew when they came in and I saw it when they came in. But they could not come in to scatter anything. They went to have negotiation and discussion. After the service, Pastor Emope, you know, that means the way you are, we cannot do it. That's what they told us, come and do. But we cannot do it. We cannot do it. Is it not you? It's not you. I said, yes. Your good works can speak for you and preserve you. So as God is preserving us, there are wisdom keys to enjoy preservation of your own life and your destiny. Sometimes good works and social justice, you speak against crime when you see it. You see somebody treating their housemate as if he's a devil. Call the person and say, ah, sister, I just want to share a little bit with you. Help that life. Because that housemate might actually be a deliverer. Just imagine if Naaman had destroyed the girl that lived in his house. Or he had, you know, sexually abused her. Or emotionally or verbally abused her. The girl will sit down and say, you go die leprous all your life. May you be a leper. May your generations be leprosy. Even if I have the cure for leprosy, you will never see it. But because the man was kind, the wife was kind, the lady called and said, Mama, I think we need to pay attention to Oga's health. Say, what's that? I know a prophet somewhere. The person who knows your security and your preservation might be the one that you are harming. Don't destroy the life of the girl that God wants to use to be your destiny helper. You sleep with her right now and the relationship scatter. Sometimes good things, you scatter it. Am I touching it? Do you know how many beautiful relationships scattered? Because the girl came with a good heart. Then out of pressure and force, he raped her. And after the rape, the girl traumatized. She couldn't manage the relationship again and she left. And that would have been the girl that God would have used to raise your kings and your princes. And she left your life. Then somebody else found her. She healed. And she became a global voice. Then in your plenty, plenty, jump, 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 you now marry the one that is argument. Push me, I push you. Push the relationship. It did not work. Every day. You are the one that scattered it. Secure the destinies God put around you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. God can give you a very good man. As a lady, don't just be doing everything open, every day you open, every day you open, every day. Are you Google? Shut down and say no. You say, why? You say, I'm teaching you. God has brought me to your life to assist you to learn self-control. You are a good man. You will not do this. You know, you look at him and say, let me prophesy to you, my beloved, handsome guy. Ah, you will not eat what will put you in trouble. He said, baby, say no, wait. Kaka payana kosasa. I don't want to say kaka ronaka. As you are doing like that, all the thing will just go down. He said, we conquer Satan. Glory to God. Sometimes you need to understand that God puts good people in your life, but we mess the relationship up because we are not playing. Everything has rhythm. There's a rhythm that God wants that relationship to have. If you mess it up, it can alter the end of that relationship. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Yes. Preserve your physical well-being. Don't eat junks. Is it God wants you to live 120 years? If you eat rubbish, you can die at 32. It's not the fault of God. Design preservation. They say, you are protected. Amen. You will not be sick. Amen. You are healed. Amen. Then you go outside. All the sugar in the world, you drink. All the Indomie in Nigeria, only you, 17 packets of Indomie with 4 eggs. No, 4 eggs is hard now. Egg is expensive. Let me tell you something. Divine preservation does not only cover spiritual dynamics. It has the physical path. Do you pay attention to your health? What do you eat? Some people don't eat healthy at all. They don't eat healthy. I saw a classmate of mine one day and I nearly cried. I was going to greet him by doing like this until he introduced himself. I said, are you the one? He said, you look like daddy. I was shocked. They drink. One guy came to me the other day when we saw there, and he came to me. I said, where don't, sir? I said, no, how can you greet me, sir, like this? The way you look like you greet, sir. He now told me, sir, no, I know my age now. Now you go senior me now. Me, I just be 34 years. I could not believe he's 34. I said that I could not believe. I can't believe in my life that I would have been older than that person. He was looking like my uncle that is in the village ancient of days. And he said, I know my age now. And every small thing, they've grabbed one nylon. 12, 12. They will give to the gods. When Satan wants to scatter a person's life, he arranges it very well. We will never be deceived in the name of Jesus. Watch what you eat. Eat healthy. Fruits. Drink water. Avoid too much of carbonated drinks. Junks. If your body cannot carry the weight of the assignment, you will die. The anointing will be left on that person. Nobody else will carry it. It's not God's fault. It's your fault. So pay attention to your health. Check all the things that you are eating. Those of us who work in offices where you sit too much, from time to time, stand up. Trek. Trek. The human system is not designed to be on a static position for too long. every small thing. I want you are going to that person. Boat. Don't boat anything. Be Usain Bolt. You cannot boat. There's some trek distance. Walk. Preserve your health. Preserve your system. Preserve your body. God will not do for you what He has given you sense to do for yourself. Don't just eat trash. Don't just eat nonsense. And all the women, married women in your house, look for how to organize some good things for your husband. Yes. Choose something out. Press it. Do it. And the, you know, help the person's life. Let him drink something that can help his destiny. And you know, when a man is helped, you will be helped. Yeah, God bless you. Glory to God. Spiritual wholeness. Preserve yourself from false prophets and false teachers. They teach all manner of rubbish everywhere. They teach, they sexually molest their congregation. They are money mongers. They are just particular about how to drain people, how to wipe the lives of people. They are not adding much value, but they are taking so much. They want to sell white stone. They want to sell blue handkerchief. They want to sell oil, special oil. They want to, everything is for sale. Die! It's wickedness in high places. And people like it. He said, because people have disregarded me, God, when God wants to bless you, give you a teaching priest. When teaching priests are taken away, a person is heading towards destruction. One of the best gifts you can get after salvation and you found the word of God is somebody who can explain the word of God to you in its simplicity. Not complex. The Hebrew meaning is sakosato pepenina. It means there's nothing wrong. But see, that's not the foundation. Tell me the A and B of my life. Let me know where I am going to. The gospel is not supposed to be too difficult that people have to pay all manner of funds in sophisticated deception and you know, trying to just overcloud their mind. And some people are under spells. If you leave me, you will die. And they say, oh, yes, my prophet. Yes, my prophet, my man of God. The death has already killed the person. All manner of things everywhere. People are just jumping up and down, and you get to see the number of people are excited in that rubbish. When you tell them the simple truth, they'll say, ah, no. Man of God, I know that you're anointed too. But you see. And they will over-amplify the office of a prophet and make it look like a prophet is a demigod. And at the end of the day, you can't make decisions. They will choose who you marry. They will choose how you will sleep with your wife. They will give you this. 9 o'clock. 05, start. Stop by 02. That is a wasted life. Listen, in the last days, people will heap to themselves false teachers that will teach them things they want to hear. They like to hear. Sometimes you say the truth. If I finish preaching some sound gospel here, I go back and the devil tells me they will not come. I say they will come. Is it not marvelous? They will come. I have a grace and an oil that will bring them again and again. You will hear it. You cannot say you not hear the truth. I will not hear the truth. You love my boy, Iro. You want to die? Lord, Iro. No, not yet. You will hear the truth. Even the devil knows you hear the truth. Even if you don't want to come, they will force you in the dream. They will flog you. They'll say, go. Oh, yeah, my Lord, church, my Lord. They'll wake you. Why? Because God has to drive us by all good means to come to the place of the truth. Finally, preserve your emotional health, your mental health. That preservation will be done by you. Stay away from friends who are drainers. There are some people who drain you. There are some things you need. Some people you like, what do they call it? You know all those songs that are mournful songs? Songs that make, that create atmosphere of mourning and everything. Some people like it. I say, it's making my soul rest. Hey! If it rests, it will rest in peace. Don't listen to those things. Listen to joyful things. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Listen to things that get you excited. Listen to things that make you full of joy. Listen to things that awaken your spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You cannot listen to those kind of things and have a good life. You know why? They are said every music has a spirit attached to it. To help your mental health, you have to know what you're feeding through the lines. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any praise or any virtue, he said, think on those things. Don't die in a relationship that is not working. Carry your bag and go. If you leave me, you think any other man will see you, you'll not be worthy. Eh? Worthy is the lamb. What do you call worthy? All the ladies are laughing now. They know that when he gets, when the love, when in all are rough. Rough, when she take it like this now. Rough. May you not be rough. So that you not be roughed. Any nonsense love that will destroy somebody's life, that's scattered today. Any nonsense love that will waste your destiny, they will send you a message before the service over. I'm not doing again. The one that will bless your life and establish you and give you a generation that is righteous and blessed. Wherever those people are, God will bring them into your circle. Husband and wives that are married already, God is refreshing your home, refreshing your family in the name of Jesus. Your mental health is important, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is. If your mental health is not preserved, your life will start disintegrating. Behold, come out of the space of abuse. Come out of the trauma. I know you were hurt when your heart was broken. Stand up and get out of that place and say to yourself, I cannot stay here. The psalmist said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within you? He said, I will hope in the Lord. I'm not going to stay here. Don't stay there. Your heart has been broken 2 years ago. It's still broken now. Jesus, how will you now marry? Do you know that if you are not open, if you are not healed, you cannot deal? And because you cannot, no matter how anybody comes to your life, you'll be treating them like, I counseled a husband and wife, and I know that the woman was positioning to treat that man as a trash. Today, that marriage is working. Why? Education, knowledge is profitable to direct. I sat her down and I said, see this man, if you want to live with him, see. And I said, man, you see this woman, this is how to live. We took time, I took them on a marriage course. After we're done with the course, as I speak now, the marriage is working. Why? Wisdom is profitable to direct. Keep your sound health. Anytime something is rubbish around you, walk away from it. Give yourself space. The psalmist said, thou restored my soul. And one thing you do with that is that avoid drainers. Stay with fillers. Ensure you cast your cares upon Jesus. Cast your cares upon who? Jesus. Yes. Sorry. Adura alarm. Cast your cares. Rise up on your feet. Let's not talk too much. Let's close. Have you been blessed this morning? Yes. Feed yourself with the knowledge of the love of God. Feed yourself. When you feed your mental health, you have a solid, vibrant, emotional health. Emotionally stable. Whenever you feel about anything, say what you feel. Don't hide it. Don't bottle up your emotions. It can kill. Come out and say, I feel this right now, and I think it's going to drain me. Express yourself. Many people died of depression, died in despair, hopelessness, because they did not say anything. And after God has done his own path, why would man kill himself? Come on, say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, this morning for this service. I am preserved. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
I am.
In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains are holding
me. No chains are holding me.
It's who I choose.
It's who I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
Oh,
in Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me.
Preserved. Physically, I am preserved. My health is preserved. I am wise about the things that I take in the name of Jesus. I am prudent. I make quality decisions on the right diet in the name of Jesus. Raka supete. Pray. I want to be specific and pray that in the name of Jesus, I make quality decision on the right food. Health and nutrition is important to me because I have long life to live on the face of the earth. Longevity is a function of both supernatural and practical natural application. Lord, I apply apply the supernatural and I apply the natural. In the name of Jesus, everything I need to do, I have learned today. I will go back for deeper studies, deeper understanding, and I will embrace everything nutrition wise, health wise. I choose to live a healthy life. I will live longer and see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I am preserved. 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 Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I am preserved in the name of Jesus. I am preserved in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. Declare after me, say, in the name of Jesus, my spiritual life is preserved. I declare that I am rooted in the knowledge of God's word. I am grounded in the knowledge of the truth. I am not swayed by every wind of doctrine. In the name of Jesus, I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. In the name of Jesus, I give my ears only to the word of God. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, sound teachings, doctrine of the word of God, in the name of Jesus, I break out of error. I avoid every error. In the name of Jesus, spiritually, I'm on fire. Somebody shouted, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I am preserved spiritually. I preserve the truth of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, let your amen sound like thunder. Say it after me. In the name of Jesus, I am emotionally healthy. Hey, I am emotionally healthy. I guard my space against all drainers. I accept fillers and not drainers. Friends that fill me with good things. Music that fill me with good things. Words that fill me with good things. I embrace the truth in the name of Jesus. I embrace quality association in the name of Jesus. I avoid everything that drains, everything that leads to despair, everything that leads to hopelessness, everything that leads to wrong thinking. I avoid it permanently in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Can you say it after me? In the name of Jesus, I also take my place as the preserver of others. When I see injustice around me, I stand against it. I stand for the truth. I preserve the souls of people around me. In the name of Jesus, as an evangelist, I use the gospel of Jesus to preserve lives, to preserve destinies. They will not see eternal damnation because I am here. I am a dispenser of the life of God. I am a dispenser of the gospel of truth. In the name of Jesus, my marital destiny is preserved. My future children are preserved. Those who are married, you say, my children are preserved. In the name of Jesus, my career is preserved. My finances is preserved. My life is preserved. All things are working together for my good. In the name of Jesus, the desire of Satan over my finance, over my career, over my children, over my health is aborted already. Is aborted already. Dead on arrival. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. Give God a shout of praise.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.